Hey everybody, it's Mental from Everyone Racers. With everything we've got going on, I'm traveling, Chris and Chris, you're traveling, Jeff is still busy at work. We weren't going to record an episode, but then I remembered I had something. Way back in 2018, episode 26, we answered questions from a listener. We didn't realize at the time that that listener, Bill Fisher, his wife, his friend Alan, his in-laws, his kids, they would all be such a huge part of our lives and be such a great friend. In the fall, Chris and Chrissy got married. It was a great wedding and we elected not to record a show. But our new friends, Bill, Vicky, and Dan, well, they recorded one for us. And ultimately, they would go on to have their own podcast, Garage Heroes in Training. I've had this file for 5 years, never listened to it. So, without any further ado, here is the Garage Heroes in Training pirate takeover of Everyone Racers.
Welcome to Everyone Racers,
a show designed for the world of low-dollar racing and oddball car culture.
It doesn't matter what kind of limit champ or lucky track dog league you run.
SCCA or NASA, we won't discriminate.
As long as you drive it hard and built it yourself.
Join us each week for tech discussions, tips,
tricks, as well as news and notes from the world of amateur endurance racing.
And whether it's on the spot, hella sweet, or we're lucky enough, and Chrissy,
and I give you just the tip,
we're sure you'll giggle a little and learn even less.
Everyone report to the paddock.
Yo, came back, and we're having a party today, and she called me Dan. I was like, yes.
Brian, yeah. Brian, bad boy, yeah.
Because I got two more double Ds. I got Diana Diamond. Whoa, we're in. Here we go.
We're in. Hold on. I think we might have it this time. It's 24. I think we're in.
Very nice.
Go.
Welcome to Everyone Racers, a podcast designed for the world of low-dollar racing and oddball car culture. Whatever kind of LeChump or track dog you run, SCCA or NASA, we don't discriminate. We even think you Drifto Hella Flush guys are pretty all right, as long as you built it yourself and drive it hard. Join us each week for tech discussions, tips, tricks, news and notes from the world of low buck racing, and if you can handle it, Chrissy will give you just the tip. Hey, everyone report to the paddock.
Yeah,
this is Dan Danvers.
This is Vicky.
and apparently this is Bill. And as everybody's picked up by now. We're definitely not Everyone Racers, but we're going to give it a go. We are the Garage Heroes in training racing team, and we're conducting our second attempt / 24th attempt at a pirate takeover of this week's episode of Everyone Racers. As most of you may know by now, the original plan was to skip this week's episode due to the wedding of Chris and Chrissy, and we thought skipping an episode for a wedding, come on, that's like canceling a race for a hurricane. We also thought we'd have this out last weekend, but we're still working on it, so we'll see. So who we are and why we're here? We're going to basically cover more introductory topics since we're an intro team. We're Lemons newbies and racing newbies in general. As some of you may remember, we were on an earlier episode of Everyone Racers. We've got limited experience and virtually no racing skill, but we make up for it, hopefully, with lots of enthusiasm and effort. Right now, our team has 8 drivers to this point. All of them have minimal prior racing experience. 3 are under 20, 3 are female, and 2 learned how to drive a manual transmission between our first race and our second race to enter a race at Thompson's. So the rest of the year, we plan on hitting New Hampshire for the next Lemons race in October. And we're going to end the season with Atlanta, unless I can talk Vicky into letting me go to CMP in November, but we'll talk about that later. And right now we've got 2 drivers that are underage. One just got his license a week ago. Well, maybe 2 weeks ago by the time we get this done. And the other one's 11, and she just keeps tick, tick, ticking on that clock. So let's start off with the news.
All right. So the Lemons race at the Carolina Motorsports in South Carolina has been delayed for a few weeks until November 3rd due to the hurricane. The racetrack is currently being used as a staging area by Duke University to respond to the outages as the storm passes. The New Hampshire race garage reservations are now open for the race on October 20th, the Halloween Hoopty Fest. We had planned on only having one car there, but we will be entering 2. Jeff and Jim from 3 Pedal Mafia will be joining us. We actually purchased the Ombre off of Jeff and Jim. And what's that? The bad hombre, I know. So we'll be actually racing that vehicle, and we're going to bring along our Mustang. So we're going to have the Mustang and Hombre Battle Royale. So having Jeff come and join us on our team, we're going to see how that kind of works out. I'm not sure if it's going to be like a little crazy or not. He's probably going to leave shaking his head, but, you know, we can get a lot of tips from him.
It's good for us. Well, you know. Bad for Jeff.
So what else is going on? The Volkswagen Beetle. After 7 decades, the Volkswagen is releasing the end of the line model, following along. Hopefully, they won't follow along with the Ford and drop all car production. So, what do you guys think about the 7 decades finally coming to an end? Any comments? Any thoughts on that?
Oh, I don't know. The Volkswagen has always been dear to my heart. Where were we in the late 80s seeing brand new ones just driving around down Mexico?
Oh, I know. They still produce them down there, right?
These things are still going? What's going on? So I'm like, you know, I think we went to the grocery store or something. It was like there was a brand new one inside. I'm like, what is this? This is crazy. So, and I remember, you know, when I was working at a body shop, hearing one of those things rolling on three cylinders. He's like, it's a little noisy. It doesn't have as much power. And
they're pretty much
like
working on like
the engine block. So.
Like a lawnmower, aren't they? Very similar. And then Bill bought me one a long time ago.
Yeah.
When we first got married, he says, here, you know, you're interested in having this. Why don't you go ahead and it could be your project? I'm like, I can try. I don't think I ever got around to it, though. So we end up having to get rid of it. Yeah.
It rotted.
Well, I think it was already kind of rotted when we had it. So, yes, I know. So, I don't really know what else is going on out there. Again, we're still learning. So, you know, for more news, just tune in for your regularly scheduled programming next week.
Yes, yes. So we entered our second race as a team, right? It was my first race on your team with two cars. We got the Mustang. We got to work on some intercooler and turbo situations. Got to tighten that up a bit. The seating arrangements. We have a little bit of wiring. We got to sort out for the cool suit and some more lights and gadgets and fun things I'm going to put in there. So that should be fun. We've got a new radiator going in, and that's what we have so far for there. Oh, and we got to work on the gas gauge. I really want to get the gas gauge going. Well, you know, it is fun, but
it's a built-in excuse.
Yeah, so the Thompson race, did you guys enjoy it? Was that Alan, exactly. That was your first race altogether. That was our second.
My first race. Yeah, it was a blast. I had a good time. It was a survival day on Friday just with the heat. And then you know, Saturday was fun with just driving around, you know, real late. Race laps.
Yeah,
no,
you
anger.
Brought your son-in-law, 17-year-old Bennett. And
it was
like,
a
I
blast.
Tell you, he was amazing. He was an amazing radio guy. He took to that naturally.
Yes.
You know, he is all in. He's ready.
He's all in
awesome.
On this stuff.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get Liam to kind of Liam's one of our other racers. He's 17 years old. Trying to get teenagers involved with the racing. It's not a bad thing, but it definitely, their perspective on racing is a little different than, I guess, regular racing. But yes,
a little
bit
of
that too,
of
but you know, more on that later. So,
what
have I been working on? This is the part of the episode where the Three Pedal Mafia goes in and talks about. What have you been working on this week, guys? So for me, we've been trying to theme the hombre. The hombre is the bad hombre, sorry, has been a little tricky to theme. We did have an initial theme already lined up for it, and then the hombre showed up, and I'm looking at it going, that's really smaller than I thought. You know, no, I mean, nothing personal, Jeff. But Sorry. But
there goes the E on this episode.
We kind of had to possibly scrap the original theme that we had. So I just brainstormed with one of our other drivers, and she's a creative also. So it's easy to bounce off of her. And I think we came up with a new concept of it. No, Alan doesn't even know about that. So it's all kind of in the hush hush, but we're pretty excited about it now. So we'll probably incorporate part of the original idea in with the new idea. So anyway, that's what I've been working on. Mostly the brainstorming. And once we get that part done, I mean, it'll just be banged out. We still like to keep with our superhero theme because that's what we're all about. We preferably like Marvel. I'm personally preference to Marvel. So anyway, let me see what I'm working on now. School's back in session, and that's been a little challenging trying to get everybody in sync again, mostly trying to get everybody out of bed early. So, that's been a little bit tough, but fortunately I've been up very, very early because we have a new puppy. And our new puppy is a 3-month-old Bernese Mountain Dog. She is a little bit of a hot mess right now, but she's adorable, so she makes up for it. She is named Zoe Lemons Fisher. Lemons. Bill really wanted to name the dog Lemons, and, you know, there's a little bit of a battle over it, so we gave him the middle name. So Zoe Lemons Fisher.
She is
squeezable, and she's cute. Fluffy, she's and she's adorable, and I can't keep her out of the mud puddles. So anyway, in our future, we'll be bringing her along. At this point, not yet. So anyway, that's what we're working on this end. Me being the theme person, I'm all about trying to get these things done and out the door. So how about you, Bill? What have you been working on?
I've been working on trying to, since we seem to be getting into this a little more deeply than we maybe had anticipated, we've started putting together a website and an Instagram and Facebook and starting to look at putting the logo together and just generally trying to get everything off the ground and keep that stuff moving. Like you said, we did pick up El Jefe last weekend or 2 weekends ago now, but it was last weekend when we started taping this. And that means we're putting the 944 out the pasture some way. I don't know which way yet, but we got to
definitely
gotta get
taken
rid of
up
that.
Space.
And then we're, if it would start, it would take up less space. So, let's see, what else have we done? We did a team go-kart racing out at Pocono Raceway. We had a 3-person team go out there. 3 of our teammates went out there with me, and that went pretty well. We came in last.
You shoving any, but, shoving you know, any 11-year-olds off the track?
I also, if they're in my way,
no, guys,
it's part of racing.
He has done
racing
that before.
Brother.
So he takes his racing very seriously. The 11-year-old challenged him, and he went all in. It's sad. It's a sad thing.
Nice.
See?
It is a sad thing for the 11-year-old. So also went to a Bertel Roos racing class, a high-performance driving class, and learned a few things. Had a few things that I thought I had under control fixed and a few things that I didn't have under control fixed. So the nice thing is I think I learned what I should be doing, and when it's not the right way, it feels wrong now, as opposed to, you know, just kind of going around going do. So hopefully this will show up in the next race, and we'll see if my performance improves, although it's hard to tell if your performance improves when you've never been to the race. Racetrack. So let's see, what else? Prep in the Hombre. I think we had a beach party over the weekend. Unfortunately, I was the only one who showed up with the sand, and so the car is all sanded down now, so we really have to get rolling on it, because Hurricane Flo is raining on a car with no paint.
It's
now.
Clean.
So we're working on that. Yeah, it's clean. Well, that was one way I was going to clean the car, but then I just sanded all the dirt away. So that was fun. And thinking that the mechanicals on the Hombre are pretty much done. Very nice. I thought I had the clutch figured out, but I need to drain some more air out of there. And then the only thing left before a race is I thinking about putting a quick release steering wheel on there so that people like me with the muscular frame that I have generated over the years can more easily get in and out of the car. It is kind of fun to have a car.
Yeah, that I didn't really notice that when I took it around the block. And you're like, oh, here, just like a little adjustment. I'm like, oh, I never had a car that did that. Never had one of the race cars that did that. So I was really happy that that kind of dropped on it. So I was really happy.
So is this where we send out to our number one fan? Is that Chrissy's mom?
Let me see. This is the point where we shout out to congratulate everyone's racer's favorite listener, Chrissy's mom. Hi, Chrissy's mom.
Yeah,
how happy she must be to have a Chris about Chris and Chrissy's nuptials. They had a beautiful wedding in Massachusetts at a yacht club, I believe. And the pictures were gorgeous. They looked so adorable. And Jeff, you know, conducted the wedding, which shocked me. So, but anyway, best wishes on behalf of the wedding and to both families. So,
hello.
Thank you. And now let's move on to our main Thompson review. Alan?
I'm on. Oh, good.
What happens when you're in the parking lot of
the bars moving on there.
All right. So,
that's what's weird.
So,
all right. You got me.
Vicky, what did you learn from Thompson about the camping, hotel, campsite organization, things like that?
Organization is key. I mean, I don't think even for all the prep that we had done, I don't think that we even prepped enough. So I think that, collapsible equipment is really good. Making sure you have your lists, duties are important, and, decide, you know, when you have, you know, everybody that's coming, you know, family, teens, assign your jobs out for sure. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that I have come to realize that's out of my control. So, I found that to be really helpful. It's just listen, you know, and also talk to people who are already, organized in the groups. We got a lot of tips for just by walking around, the campsites and looking in other garages, excuse me. And seeing what other people have done, even with their trailers. So yeah, I mean, that was pretty an eye-opening experience. I think it's even more than camping, in the sense that, you know, camping, at least when you're set up, you can kind of chill and relax. But here, it's just working. It's working on top of working and making sure you have people in those key areas that need to function. So, and then how about you, Bill?
Well, Alan's going to go because he was doing the mechanical side. So, Alan? Thompson.
So, just remind me which one we were talking about. So, the Mustang, Thompson, yes. So, the first round, we had a water leak with the Mustang.
It happened.
Sorry. We had the water leak coming out for the bypass line right at the water pump there. We got that fixed up. Then we had the air leak. We blew up the line for the intercooler to the throttle body. That was kind of fun. Several times. Yeah, well, we had some issues at 5 PSI, so we thought it'd be a good idea to just dial it up to about 15 and a half and then just see if we could make it. We didn't make it one lap.
Where did he go? Is he typing still? Hi, Alan.
You know, it's the Royal Wee. We ended up putting some cooler line, a little stronger hosing, and it held together. Since then, we've dialed it back a bit. I've got it right about at 11, so I think that should be a good number we can run through. We're going to put some more cooling capacity in with a new radiator up front. That should help with our longevity if there's going to be any of that to be found. And we're hoping I get some feelers out looking for some parts, trying to get a fuel gauge going.
A Capri.
I know. And what else? That's about what is going on with that. The Capri. Oh, well, that was quite a bit of fun. So we had we got some laps in on that, and then we lost the linkage to the transmission, which wouldn't have been too bad, except that we kept lapping in second gear instead of third gear, which it was pretty good lap times, I guess. But then, yeah, not so good for the engine itself. So that, yeah, that ended up with we're assuming a broken camshaft. And I think we're going to call it terminal for the drivetrain transmission situation there. So we're looking for some
wheel
for a new heart.
All right. So for those of you out there who are used to traditional racing and care about results, we really don't care at this point. We're just trying to get out there, have some fun and turn some laps and, you know, learn. But the Capri, like we said, ended the race Saturday, just outside the top 100 by the end of the race. I think it was like 102 or so. We did end up figuring out that we had fixed some of our problems with the help of Bruce from Three Pedal Mafia. That was tremendous. Unfortunately, it took us till 2:30 in the morning. And then we found out that the camshaft was broken. So all the work that we had done was basically for naught. The Mustang fell on its face all of Friday and a good chunk of Saturday. So it only put on a few laps Saturday. But then came back strong on Sunday and finished right behind the Capri. I think it was like 104, and there were 120 cars entered at Thompson. So we didn't get our goal of being kind of in the middle. Hopefully we'll be able to get back to that. We were pretty close to middle at New Jersey, but we'll see what it does. And I think the biggest thing we can take away from everything was coming to the racetrack with the Mustang not running perfectly was a bad plan from the beginning. We had thought that we get it close and then do some touch up on the track. And between Alan and Liam and Cassian and myself and anyone else who could lend a hand, we might be able to figure it out, which is true, except we didn't have any parts. And, you know, our tractor supply items in the turbo line weren't quite up to standard. And that kind of led to a problem. So we ended up replacing our tractor supply tubing for the camper with automotive tubing by Sunday. And then amazingly enough, if you turn the turbo boost down and don't use plumbing supplies from campers, the car runs a lot better. And, you know, these are the things you learn when you're a rookie Lemons team. So, so we ended up coming in just outside the top 100 for both, you know, or otherwise known as the bottom 20. So that's kind of where we ended up for the race. And I think there was one other item that happened on the weekend that was notable towards the end. Alan, did you want to get into that? Or did we lose him? I think we may have lost Alan. Oh, okay. If you want to go over the end ceremony for everybody.
I'm still here. No, I'm here. I'm here. I can hear you. So the I Got Screwed Award, that was quite exciting. At least we got some hardware to come home with.
The rolling shed.
The rented RV turned it into quite an interesting prospect. There were two rented, one worked, one didn't. But at least it. Yeah, the rolling shed. It did set up a nice perimeter, though. We got a good.
I think Vicky
idea
wants to take a break from.
So that worked out pretty well.
No, no, that was that was kind of really fun.
So I think RVs are not in our future for the next race, at least.
I think that actually renting an RV to prep to bring an RV and then have an RV.
Very nice.
It was more work than just like owning one and having it already pre-packed of all your stuff. So that didn't quite work out for us. And of course the one breaking, it ended up being pretty much just like a shed.
Yeah, it was
where we just stored all the equipment. So we couldn't even use the other one. So, but that was fine. But yeah, I think we'll skip that part.
So Alan, how did we manage to become the, award-winning racing team that we are? Nope, we lost Alan. All right. I guess the Starbucks.
I got screwed award. Well, down. Okay. So here's how it happens.
So
from
what
my
happened was we won the I got screwed award.
I'm racing in the car Saturday morning.
Part of the problem is
people heard about a rented RV. I got the red out there. Working. I got the red mist on out in the on the track. Oh no! I think I just dropped out. I got my laps in. I was happy. There was an issue with the Mustang. We had to get some parts. So I went back and, yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. So we had an issue with the Mustang. So I got my laps in the morning in the Capri. We had some parts we needed to get from the Mustang. So I was going to head out. I was, you know, I didn't want to be greedy and get extra lap time in. I figured let everybody get their run in. I got my time in. I was psyched. And I was out to get the air tube and for the turbo. And it turns out that someone else
kind of had a miscommunication. Vicky had put the stuff away in the car we were taking, and I didn't know that. But I also didn't know that the race went till 6 or 6:30, and we left to get food at around 4.
Drivers suited, ready
to
race.
So we had a full racing team and no equipment for them to race in. But you know, whoops! You know, at least the error got us the I got screwed award. So now we're a award winning. Race team for lemons with minor internet celebrity.
I wouldn't call the I Got Screwed Award
very, very, very
celebrity, guys. But hey.
I am, you know, there's a glass half full, there's a glass half empty, and then there's me. Hey, I got a glass. So we're going with this. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Liam is proudly displaying it in his room.
Yes.
You got a black flag?
We came with hardware. We came home with hardware. That counts. See? Hey, I got a black flag. I got my name on the roster somehow, you know? I got black flagged. Yeah, we're at the end of the straight there. I was coming a little hot, you know, a little too much rear brake going on there, and just looped it just enough to get one of those back wheels off there. I was able to correct and spin back to the right without fully, you know, rotating 360 and drive kept going, no harm, no foul. But, you know, two turns later, I saw that urgent black flag point at me.
There was so much rain at Thompson.
We just came in. I just came in. They gave me a hard time about how my seatbelts were tightened or something else.
And, you know, just being on the racetrack and just having everybody spin out in front of me was surreal. It was surreal when somebody's in front of you and all of a sudden they just lose the back end and off they go into the grass. I'm like, that was crazy. And, you know, I just felt the Grand Tour? What is it? The Grand Tour? And they just say, I'm just going to leave
them. The best part was
drive away. Oh my gosh. And not only that, he did it mostly in third gear. Second or third. Didn't we lose? What gear was he stuck in?
Let it go.
The car died.
I think I need
stuck in second gear. That was the fastest second gear.
No, I think
ever.
I need to give a shout out and a high five to Cassian.
I think the best part was Chrissy saying how good Cassian was out there driving.
If we're going to go in, we're going to go all in.
It's just like he took it out.
I got a kick. It was awesome. So this podcast is being brought to you by Everyone Racer sponsors, the Extreme Experience. And if you go there, you get to drive really cool cars, Porsches, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, who knows what they have, all kinds of cool stuff. They even have cool teachers like Mental, Chris, Jeff, and many, many others. And using the Everyone Racers discount, you get a 25 or 30% off or something like that. We never looked it up.
That was perfect timing.
But anyway, if you listen next week, or last week, you'll get more accurate details and a much better description of what the discount is and the entire racing thing. And that's why they're professional podcasters and we are rank amateurs. How come you say that louder every time Kate's in the background so she can hear you?
Exactly. but we do know something. The high performance driver education, that's right. Definitely something that's a good idea for anyone. To yeah. Vicky's point, she said she watched somebody spin out in front of her while driving in the rain, just right. to have the you know, sense of, all right, what am I going to do here? How am I going to get out of this alive? This is you know, it's a good thing to try, right? I mean, it's you know, getting to thrash around somebody else's expensive car on a track, that certainly sounds like a good idea to me.
That's the tip. All right. Just like Alan said about the whole spin out.
Absolutely.
There is walking the track.
I think now is the time. I think there's a time right now. I think we need to.
First of all, making sure you have everybody out there on Friday
night. Give them just the tip.
To drive. Friday practice. When you're out there on Friday practice, I mean, it's so important because, you know, for instance, Friday nights are so very busy and you're either setting up camp, you're rolling out the car, you're trying to organize the garage area. And depending on what time you come in to start all that, there is a likelihood that you will not be able to drive that track. Your safety tip of the week has to be drive that track, because knowing where those turns are, knowing the conditions are, where every issue that you might have to understand what that track is going to be, makes it a whole lot easier than going out the second day. I was not able to get out twice on the initial drives and I regretted it. And after that, you know, have a chance to walk the track and walk the track with knowledgeable people, especially for you newbies that are out there. So you know, right. So you know where every bump is on the track. You know where the oil marks are. You know where the curves are. If there's anything that is on the track that, say, for instance, like tread and sticky areas, one particular track that we had gone on to, they actually had a different race before us, so they sprayed the track to make
it's much easier to learn when you have 15 or 20 cars out there driving in practice than it is to be out there with 100 plus cars driving in race.
So knowing that when you're walking the track is so very helpful to get out there and understand what you're driving on. So that's my safety tip for the week.
Okay, great. So usually the episode, if they don't have a guest, the Edwin Racer team tries to end with a hella sweet or a terrible idea. So we've got one. We're trying to figure out what we should do with the Capri. Got a couple options. We can fix it. You know, we can do a transmission.
Really starts, I mean, the sound, the smell, you know, can you reach all the levers and switches? Can you reach fifth gear if you need it from where you have the seat position?
Can you see all the mirrors? Is your helmet? We've all got different thoughts and ideas, and I thought maybe it would be a good idea to argue it out in front of everybody. So, you know, we do dumb ideas all the time. So I guess the big items would be cost and availability. How difficult is it for us to do the work? Is it going to affect the weight balance handling? Is there going to be a horsepower thing? And then anything else that we can think of. So, Vicky, do you want to start us off with what you think we should do with the Capri? Sometimes they put us in B last time, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, the Capri's been around for a while in Lemons. I know it's our very first vehicle that we drove and we designed. It's a fun car to drive. It's an easy car to drive and it's great for beginners. It's a Class C car. Oh my gosh.
So you want to get rid of
it. That was pretty funny. But you know, the issue is that, you know, it will always have a transmission issue. It doesn't matter. The car being a 74 is older. So its downfall is parts. Parts are very difficult.
Alan, what do you think?
And even with those parts that we can, you know, pretty much, you know, scrounge, they're still going to have the same issues, the same problems. It's just not designed for what we're we're using it for. So, I like it. I like it a lot. I would say to fix it, but fix it with something else. Completely. That's what I would do.
Yes. Stig's favorite low car to drive fast. Yes. Well, I was just making sure. So we're thinking new engine. Try to stay with
kind of the same. I think there's a lot of nostalgia with that car. I think
hard stay with the stick, right?
People that are on the track.
We've discussed.
I know a couple people come up and just said
2001. So the ones that we could use with the 5-speed of a Camaro would be good ideas. There was the 3.8-liter.
And of course, it's Stig's favorite car.
Whatever we got.
You know, the 2003-ish generation.
Of course.
I think it just fits right in the whole theme of it. Just such a stuffy Chevy right now.
I like the idea of fixing it and then putting it back out. What about you, Bill?
Okay. Is this something we can do, though, Alan? Are we trying to bite off more than we can chew or hope to chew? Did I lose him? Oh, just when I ask him a question, he's gone. Anyway, so we've got the 3.8. We could put the 4-cylinder Mustang in that we have in the Mustang, so we could keep them both the same. Somebody said a 353 Cleveland?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that was suggested.
Or the 5.0 Mustang. I think we're looking like the 3.0 Camaro due to weight availability
definitely
and being able to put it in there. So we just lost Alan again. This Starbucks thing is not working out for him so well. You know, there's lots of people who drive them in the walls. And, you know, if you remember the who was it? Was it Speedy Cop that made the upside down Camaro, and then it was chosen to be a Camaro because that's how
that's
most
right.
Camaros
we can sell
up.
Off the sheet metal. I've been looking
upside down, so there seems to be a lot of those around, and so it looks like we're going to go with this, and that's going to be our plan. If you guys think of anything, if the Everyone Racers guys have some more opinions that are they willing to share, or if any of their listeners want to let them know what they think we should do, that'll be our next. Project. We're going to start on that as soon as we can, and we're targeting the New Jersey race next year. So we've got a few months, and unfortunately they're cold, but you know, that's what driveways are for, and you know, we'll figure out the rest of it. So with that, is there anything else you had, Vicky? All right.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Alan's not on, so we know he's good. So,
oh.
So I guess he's getting the a frappa latte icy mocha mint. I don't know. I don't drink coffee. Mocha choca. Yep. So we'd like to thank Everyone Racers and thank everyone for listening. If you've listened this far, you should get combat pay. Hopefully you've enjoyed our pirate radio episode. And if Everyone Racers put this out there, we seriously question their judgment. And if you're interested in more details of any of our insanity or learning, you can follow us along at Instagram or on our website. We go as Garage Heroes in Training for everything. And tune in next week for a much better podcast, because we will. And as they would say, keep the shiny side up. And so if you could come with us and enjoy the ride. Thanks, everybody. You know, 24 times, I think we got a chance at this working. Oh, 25 is a round number.
I don't know. We'll see. I think we need one more take.
Well, clearly that was a mistake. Yeah, I do know that their new podcast is much, much, much better. I'm sorry. Let's never do that again. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week talking about New Jersey.